It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Yeah, you're on Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble, and let's see. It's WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Hey, if you've got something that you want to sell, you want to announce some sort of garage sale or announce an event that's at your church or something along that line, give us a call today. We've got about 45, 47 minutes that we will be taking phone calls from all of you or any of you or none of you. We've gotten better calls recently as we seem to be at least having a little bit more commerce within the city. But the number here is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again if you want to call into Swap Shop. 740-383-9944. You're welcome to sell anything, any of your tchotchkes, but we will not take property. We won't take guns. We won't take cars. We won't take boats. Anything that requires some sort of registration, we're not in the legal end of the business, so we can't do that. But if you'd like to sell your air conditioner that's in your window, or you'd like to sell that game of one of those Nintendo games, or you'd like to sell whatever. Give us a call, and we ask that you consider making sure that if you do sell something to somebody, make sure that you have a mask on while you're doing it, and also make sure you try to stay as distant as you can from that person. Maybe you can arrange to put the money, if you're going to buy something from somebody, put it in an envelope and lay it down on the ground. That person can pick it up. You know, be careful. Be careful. We want to have all of you here next week, all right? And right now, we're struggling to cut back. As a matter of fact, we just aren't cutting back on the number of people that are getting ill. So do your best. That's all we can ask. Try to avoid big crowds. I avoid them anyway because I just get really tired of big crowds. I've been around big crowds most of my life. My professional life of intercollegiate athletics, I would go to a game and there would be... Well, I remember one time I went to a game in the Carrier Dome. It was supposedly the biggest audience to watch a basketball game live to that date. Now, since then, there have been a lot bigger. But I think there was about 25,000 people at that basketball game. Pretty wild. And I enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, I believe in that tournament... I can't remember what his first name was. Robinson, the guy that went to Navy, big, tall guy. Well, they're all big and tall compared to me. He was in that game, and we lost to Navy, I believe, that time. Anyway, make sure that if you do have something to sell or you want to buy something, you just be very careful, all right? Want to have you back. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop, and it's 740-383-9944. I'm going to go on with some of our trivia. We've had a few answers. I keep forgetting how long our delay is. So there, I give an answer before it even gets on. So I know a lot of you think I'm nuts, and I will try. There'll be certain ones that I'll give you a longer time, and I'll tell you I'm going to give you a longer time on them. This one I'm not going to give you a long time. You should know the answer to this. Did you go to class? I hope you went to class and listened to your teacher tell you that Nepal is located in Asia. Nepal, isn't that where the Himalayans are? I believe that's true. All right, along the same lines, what does a seismologist study? No, not the size of dresses or the size of shoes. A seismologist studies something else. And by the way, where did Barack Obama teach constitutional law? Now, we could get in big arguments about that. There probably are people in the world that don't think he did. I'll give you both answers after we talk to this person on the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you on Swap Shop?
Hey, Glenn, the other day when I called in and get the number for the guy that works on them bicycles,
yeah,
and then gets them away, he was tickled to death to get another bicycle.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for helping him out. It's a labor of love for him. He just likes to work on bicycles, and if I recall correctly, you gave it to him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. There was a helmet that I picked up where the bicycle was at. I give that to him also.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for helping him out. And he fixes up bicycles for nothing. And
yeah, he would tickle to death to get another bicycle.
Fantastic. Yeah, he told me a couple of weeks ago that he's running a little short with this virus. People just aren't dropping him off. But thank you so much.
I can understand that part from all this garbage that the Chinese has got floating around here.
There's all sorts of garbage floating around. You want to stay away from it. Please stay away. We need you here back next week on Swap Shop.
Hey, see ya.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, please be careful. Be very careful out there. There's no need for you to get sick. If I wear a mask all the time when I'm out in public. Yeah, I'm a bleeding heart lib, but you know, conservative people can also wear masks. I can't imagine what's wrong with me. As a matter of fact, it helps me. I'm not so good looking, and the mask covers up some of my worst features, like my nose, my mouth, and everything else down below my nose. So wear a mask and try to stay socially distanced. I didn't ask this gentleman, but I hope that gave this guy his bicycle, I hope he stayed distant from him. And it sounded like he was still alive and doing well. So thanks a lot. Yeah, we appreciate that. Help our Swap Shop people out. All right, what is a seismologist? A seismologist is somebody that studies earthquakes. Did you know that? Yeah, I think most of us knew that because we've had some earthquakes recently, I think, out in California. Every time we get a big one, though, they talk about the seismologists and how they know what's going on. My youngest son had the opportunity to visit Pele, I believe it is, in Hawaii not too long ago. And it's always active, but it was quite active when they were there. As a matter of fact, he told me the area I went to when I was there several years ago is no longer available to go to. Yeah, kind of scary. Anyway, okay, let's continue on. Barack Obama taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago. Now, the University of Chicago, I don't know if you know it, but it is highly touted as a school. It's almost an Ivy League that's not an Ivy League school, right? It's that highly esteemed. I used to ride by it every day when I took the South Shore, I rode by where it was. I didn't actually, we weren't that close to it, but I probably could have thrown a stone to it from where I was. But the University of Chicago is right there on the south side of Chicago. And it's a beautiful campus and a fantastic college. Another great school in Chicago, Northwestern. My brother-in-law went there for his medical degree. But I always wanted to go to Northwestern for a drama, because they have a fantastic drama school. But I never made it. I didn't have enough ambition, as they're talking about in the news right now. My ambition was to be... I don't know what my ambition was, come to think of it. That's one of those things that tonight my puppy and I are going to sit on the couch or sleep on the couch and think about. What is my ambition? What do I want to be when I grow up? Another 26 years, I'll be 100. So I got some time. All right. What sea is located in Israel and Jordan, both Israel and Jordan? What sea? It's a very famous sea. If you've read the Bible, you've heard about this one. Let's go to the phone and see what we've got here. Hi, you're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm looking for somebody who graduated in 1967 from Pleasant. And if there's anybody out there, I wish they would call me at 740-262-7300. 48.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to give me that phone number one more time.
740-262-7348.
And you're looking for from anybody who graduated from Pleasant in 1967?
Yes.
Are you getting back together with people, or what's going on, or can you tell
me? I don't know. I'm just looking for a person.
Okay. Very good. I will... pass that along, and hopefully we can have somebody give you a call at 740-262-7343. And you're looking for... 7348. Oh, I'm glad you corrected me, and that's why I say it twice. Let me give you that number again. 740-262-7348.
Right.
Okay. Somebody that graduated from Pleasant in 1967. We'll see if we can find someone.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye
bye. All right. I have a occasionally, like I've told you, I'm dyslexic, and sometimes I write threes and eights. I mess those up for some reason or other. I've done it on this show more than once. 740-262-7348. The lady's looking for somebody who graduated from Pleasant in 1967. If you could give her a call, you don't have to go to her house or anything. She'd just like to hear from you because she's trying to find somebody. All right? Help her out. Come on. Help her out. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble for Swap Shop, and you're welcome to call us at 740-383-9944 if you have some tchotchkes you want to sell. So one of these days I did look that up, come to think of it, and it just means junk, like Scott said this morning. All right, it's just plain old junk. We like junk. I like junk. I have a lot of junk in my house. My garage is full of junk. But my garage is full of junk of my kids, right? Every time my kid would leave college, he would drop by our house, or she would drop by the house and drop off a bunch of stuff. They never returned for it. And we don't know what to do with it, and we're afraid to throw it away because they might want it, right? Which is really stupid, because they don't want it. If they left it there for 20 years like one of them has, I'm sure he doesn't want it. Okay, we asked about the sea that's located in Israel and Jordan, the Dead Sea. Now, I have never been to the Dead Sea, but I understand, and I have been to Salt Lake City and been on the Great Salt Lake. I understand that the Dead Sea is even more buoyant than the Salt Lake. Now, if you lay down in the Salt Lake out in Utah, you pop to the surface. it's very buoyant. But I understand the Dead Sea is even more so, which is nice if you're as big a person as I am, because it makes you feel like you're not so big. All right. I'm making myself sound like I weigh 500 pounds. I'm nowhere near that, nowhere near half of that. But I'm not a small person, all right? What are the bones in the fingers called? Oh, okay. I'll give you 3 minutes on this one. I have broken 7 of mine. My problem was I dived for a football, and my fingers would get jammed into the ground. And most of the time, I just dislocated one. But pretty sure that I've broken them several times. Now, if you're playing football, especially in high school and college, you come off the field and you have a bad finger, and some doctor or trainer comes over and gives it a yank and it hurts like the devil, and then they tape it and you're okay. So you really don't know whether you broke it and they reset it for you, or you just dislocated it. But I have one finger, my pointy finger, my index finger on my right hand. It points down and away because of a... Now, that was a softball that was hit off the end of that finger. And I have a head softball coach at OU to blame for that. She told me, if you're going to play... We were playing intramural. And she said, if you're going to play third base, you're supposed to get up there close. So I got up there close, and they nailed one right off the end of my finger. Then after it was over, she said, well, you know, in fast pitch, you don't have to be that close. And most of them aren't. But in slow pitch, you really don't have to be that close. And I was really close. Oh, well. I love her to death. She's a great girl. Matter of fact, I just looked her up on Facebook the other day. I'm not going to mention her name, but she's a great girl. I always really liked her. She was one of my favorite coaches. What company makes the Butterfinger bar? All right, we're still looking for the name of the bones in your fingers, but what company makes the Butterfinger bar? I'm going to give you the answer to this one. It's pretty simple. The Nestle Company. I like the Butterfinger bar. The only trouble with the Butterfinger bar, it's kind of hard on your teeth. It really gets stuck to them, and it's hard. And so I don't eat them very much anymore. But it kind of crumbles once you do chomp down on it, but it sticks in there, right? All right, Nestle Company made the Butterfinger bar. We're still waiting for somebody to call in with the answer of what are the bones in your finger called. I'll give you another minute on that one. It's 740-383-9944. Hey, if you know somebody who graduated from Pleasant in 1967, I have a lady that's wanting to get a hold of somebody that knows people that graduated from Pleasant in 1967. The number, I had to cough, I'm sorry. The number, 740-262-7348. We got a phone call. Here we go. You're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Hi, Grant. That would be the Flanges.
You got it, the Flanges. That, yep. Isn't this your second attaboy of the day?
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I know Flanges from my wife. She knows all the bones
in the
body.
Oh, is she a medical person?
You know, she must have liked biology or whatever.
She just liked bodies. You probably have a great one, and that's what happened. All right. You have a good day. Bye-bye. Flanges is correct. He's got it right. And apparently his wife thinks his Flanges are just fine because she knew him. All right. We got that answer. That's good. Don't forget, if you know somebody from Pleasant, somebody that graduated in 1967, 740-262-7348. The lady'd like some information. So that's all it is, just an informational call. She's not going to sell you anything. It's not one of those nasty scam calls that we get. She just wants to find out some information about somebody that graduated in 67. Now, I graduated in 64, and don't tell my wife that I told you this, but she graduated in 63. So we miss it, but we weren't anywhere near Pleasant. Both of us graduated from Valparaiso High School in Valparaiso, Indiana, about 10, 15 miles south east of Lake Michigan, up there by Chicago. Not too far from Chicago. All right. I'm not going to ask this question because I don't know how to pronounce the name. There are a lot of these that I have to pre-select because if I can't pronounce the name, it kind of takes the fun out of it, right? All right, we're doing a little bit of Swap Shop, and we're doing a little bit of trivia today here on Swap Shop. 740-383-9944. If you have something that you want to sell, you know, or if you want to talk about a garage sale you're going to have, I have been seeing more and more garage sales. You know what? Another thing I've been seeing, an awful lot of trees being cut down. Is there something bad going through our population of trees? My tree right out in front of my house. I live on Euler's Avenue, and one of the trees right in front of my house is kind of it's not blossoming out very well. Little tiny leaves instead of the big ones we used to get. I hope there's nothing wrong with it. I love all the big trees on the, especially on the end of Euler, where pretty close to the boulevard. That end, it's just pretty seeing all those trees overhanging the street. It's kind of annoying during really windy weather when parts of those trees fall off, but and we have had a couple of those big trees blow down, which is kind of scary. Fortunately, they blew away from the houses. All right, what particle in an atom has a positive charge? Now, just the name positive charge will give you a hint of what it is. I'll give you a couple of, you know, I'll give you a few seconds to think about that. What is the biggest artery in the human body? Well, it's one that I hope it hasn't been clogged up again. I think mine was one of those. It might have been clogged up. I'm not sure it was my artery, that artery. That's a big, that's the biggest one in your body, the aorta. But I did have some blockage that they had to put a stent in for. And I used to pronounce it stint, but it's not a stint. It's a stent. I know. E, not an I. I think that's the difference. All right. Where am I looking? Oh, the particle in the atom that has a positive charge starts with P. Positive charge is a proton. Was that the guy's name on Big Bang Theory? Was it Professor Proton? Yes, it was. I loved that that thing where they had Professor Proton had, you know, there's a way that you can get a little amount of electricity by sticking two probes into a potato, and Penny got crazy. She thought that would be the end of needing any sort of electrical power grids. Just give everybody a potato. All right. And we found out that the biggest artery in the human body is the aorta. All right. What is the name of Jordan's capital city? Now, it's been in the news, so you might know the answer to this. I'll give you a couple of minutes on that one if you want to call in. We're on Swap Shop, so if you have anything that you're interested in selling, anything like, I don't know, what can you be selling? You could be selling, you know, some people sell vegetables out of their garden. Now, be careful. If you're going to sell vegetables, make sure they're clean and make sure they've been cleaned off and, I don't know, be careful on that sort of thing. And if you're going to buy them, also be careful. I wish we had a more active vegetable sale area, you know, where we could go and buy stuff from, our, you know, a farmer's market, where we could go stuff and buy stuff from our local farmers. Our farmers markets, it's okay. I enjoy going to it, but it's kind of it's not a big one. When I lived in South Bend, Indiana, they had it at Pottawatomie Park, I believe, and they had huge. It may not have been part of Pottawatomie Park, but they had a huge garage sale. It was at least two or three large buildings, barns, huge barns filled with all sorts of vendors that would sell everything from, you could get a chicken there, you could get tomatoes, corn, anything you wanted. It's you don't find those much anymore. Anyway, let's get back to the trivia after I remind you, if somebody knows somebody that graduated from Pleasant in 1967, please give this lady a call. She's trying to get some information about somebody else. 740-262-7348. That number again, 740-262-7348. All right, let's continue on. Yeah, that one I can't pronounce that guy's name either. There are a lot of names on here today that I can't pronounce, so I'm not asking them. What candy is used to lure E.T. to the 1982 movie E.T., the extraterrestrial? Boy, that's hard to say. Extraterrestrial. What candy did they use to lure him away? You remember that movie? I loved that movie. We all cried when he died, but he didn't really die, did he? spoiler alert. I probably shouldn't have said that. There's probably some kids out there that haven't seen it yet. But it's a movie it's a movie that kids can go to and really enjoy it, I'm sure. But we'll tell you what candy they used to lure the extraterrestrial with here after a minute or two. All right. I asked about the name of the Jordan's capital city, Amman. Amman, Jordan. Lots of turmoil in that area of the world. I would love to see us find a way to get along with each other. But that's for my show, A Progressive Life. So we won't get into that. But we have found ways to hate a lot of people, including what I read this morning about our Native Americans and how Andrew Jackson sugarcoated the removal of Native Americans from their ancestral ground. Here's a good question. I'm going to tell you about also the extraterrestrial was lured away by using what candy? Reese's Pieces. I love that. I'm going to read this one because I love this instrument. The tuba is the largest member of which musical family? Now, I played string bass. I usually used nomenclature. I used the music that was provided for the tuba when I played in an orchestra. Now, not too many folk trios, folk quartets or whatever, jazz quartets, used tubas. I played upright string bass. What tuba is the largest member of which musical family? Let's go to the phone. You're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
The brass.
Yes, you got it.
It is the brass.
It is the brass. That's an attaboy for you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, brass. We're handing out attaboys right and left today. The tuba is a member of the brass family, and the reason why I love the tuba is one of my better friends, who is still a friend on Facebook, was the instrumental. He was the primary tuba player for the United States Army Field Band and still plays tuba. He was a phenomenal tuba player. And as a matter of fact, I just Facebooked him yesterday. We still talk back and forth on Facebook. He told me, I put on my Facebook how I was happy that Kamala Harris was the selection for vice president, and he said Susan Rice should have been. And you can't go wrong with either one of those very strong women. But anyway, we won't get into the politics here. We'll just leave it at that. Todd Combs, I hope every once in a while he has listened to this show. Todd Combs, great tuba player, one of the best. Also heard from Steve Gadd on Facebook. Steve is a very significant drummer that played with the field band, who is still playing, and one of the, if not, well, let's just leave him at one of the best American percussionists that I've ever, well, that anybody's ever known. All right. Which is the main substance used to make crayon? Well, if you don't know the answer to this, you're almost as dumb as I am. The main substance to make crayons, do you know there were kids that used to eat crayons? I never understood that, but there were kids that would eat crayons. Yeesh. Anyway, crayons are made out of wax. Now, I don't know why I say yeesh about eating wax. You remember those red lips? You could buy red lips for a nickel, and they were basically wax with flavoring in it, I think. And I used to get those, and I thought I was really funny with those lips in my mouth. They're big red lips, and then you eat them. It was basically just flavored wax, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. If you know the answer to that, give me a call and tell me what they really were. All right, I have a lady that called in. She's trying to find somebody who graduated from Pleasant High School in 1967. She's trying to find a friend, I guess. And the number is 740-262-7348. Help us out on that. All right, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. You're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Glenn.
Yes.
Them lips were made out of paraffin.
Is that what they were made out of?
Yeah, that's why you could chew and eat them afterwards, because they're made out of paraffin.
Oh, okay. They had really virtually no flavor, though, did they? I don't.
Right. Yeah, they were just a dull flavor, but it's not really tasteable.
Yeah. Did you put them on and try and scare the girls?
No, I tried to kiss them, but it didn't work.
There you go. Hey, you know, do you remember the first girl you ever kissed?
Yep. I was only probably about 7 years old.
Oh, you were an early bloomer.
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of them.
Gwen Miller was the very first girl I ever kissed, and I think I was in fifth grade, so I was a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to do another subject,
sure,
about masks.
Yeah.
We kind of traveled the last couple of days across the county, you know, from Logan all the way to Finley's and across. Been trying to find a new upright freezer, which the far and few in between to try to find one.
Yeah, and it's hard to find. It's open, right?
And these stores, I mean, people just ignores. A certain place in town we saw last night was packed and around the tables and no masks and stuff. And I said, they wonder why Marion's a red county, you know.
And maybe a dead county if we quit wearing masks. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we went into the Lowe's store here, and people just walked right in with their kids and everything. I mean, like, they don't read the signs on the door, like, wear your face covering, you know?
Yeah, that's a shame.
But we went clear across through Mansfield and all these places to these different stores trying to find an upright freezer, which, like I say, they're either on 9-month backlog or something like that if you order.
Yeah. You went all the way down to Logan?
Yeah.
What store were you down there?
But I'm Logan County around Bell Town.
All right, yeah, okay.
And then I said, it's just crazy that this is why I can see Marion, why they're in the red, because it's the non-believers.
Yeah, yeah. Or the people that don't want to look like they're scaredy cats. We're not
scaredy
cats.
Yeah, whatever it is, but
right.
I mean, I just don't understand them. But like I say, the signs are on the doors, but nobody's paying attention.
Yeah,
so.
And if you don't make
it. But I just wanted to get my 2 cents
okay,
in there.
Okay, I appreciate it. Did you ever find your freezer?
No.
Oh, boy.
They just tell you they can order, but like I say, 6 to 8 months back order, and it may, you know, it'd be forever before you get one of them.
Maybe somebody that's listening to Swap Shop has a nearly new one that they'd be willing to sell. So give me a call.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Glenn.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about going down to Logan, the city. I love Logan area. Have you ever been down there? It's really gorgeous, especially in the fall. For about 2 weeks, it's gorgeous, and then it gets kind of ugly when there are no leaves on the trees. But you can go down there and see all sorts of wildlife. It's a great area. I love that area. I'm sorry about that. I have a phone call here. You're on the air. This is Swap Shop. How can
yes,
we help you?
Yes, Glenn. That guy was looking for a freezer.
Yeah.
The big Sandy Superstore opens tomorrow.
Where's that?
Out where the Salvation Army used to be, behind Ashley's.
Oh, fantastic. I hope he's still listening. That would be a great place to go.
I would think so.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I didn't know that. Great Sandy's is opening up out there behind Ashley, I guess that is. That's where the Salvation Army was back there. That's fantastic. I'm glad that I'm going to have to run out that way today and look to see what's going on. Hey, got another phone call. Hang on. You're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
We went to Big Sandy's anyways.
Oh, did you?
Okay. Yeah, they didn't have anything.
Oh.
They was open yesterday. We went out yesterday and went in and looked around.
And
they got a nice selection of furniture and stuff out there.
But no upright freezer?
No, they had 2 chest freezer, but no upright.
Oh, I'll be darned. That's interesting. Well,
so I appreciate right in there too.
Yeah, I appreciate both of you calling in.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Well, that's what we do here on Swap Shop. We swap information as well as stuff. And that wouldn't be junk. If you're looking for an upright freezer, you're going to be spending some cash. And so, that's too bad. I really felt bad. I hope maybe we had found something there. A Big Sandy's out there behind Ashley. I'm going to have to head out that way just to see what it looks like. I'll grab my wife. We don't have enough money. We're on Social Security. We can't buy anything new or fun. I keep looking to buy an RV. There are 2 types of RV that I really like. One is called a Rialta, and the other one is called a Winnebago. Oh, shoot, I can't remember the name of it. It's basically on a Rialta body, and it's about the same size as Rialta. We were looking for a little one so that we can head out to we have a son that lives in California and a daughter that lives in North Carolina, so we got some ground to cover, and we're looking to do. But, you know, I'm not sure that'll happen. We're dreaming. Well, it's 12:49, and you're listening to WWGH here on Swap Shop. We've had lots of calls, most of which are informational calls, but that we're willing to do that, too. We love doing that. I wish we had found that upright freezer for that gentleman. We are still looking. I don't know whether she's gotten any calls yet, but a lady is looking for somebody who graduated from Pleasant High School, and she's looking for a specific person. So don't not call her just because, well, somebody else will call. There are a lot of people that might not know that graduated from Pleasant in 1967. So give this lady a call at 740-262-7348. Well, getting close to time to head to the barn. I think that's what Scott says. Isn't that what he says? Or heading home or something like that. I have never come up with a really good tag to say goodbye. I just turn the pot down and go. All right, let's ask a couple other questions. That's kind of cool about those red lip things. They're made out of paraffin. No, what do you say they're made out of? Anyway, you could eat them. Didn't have much flavor, but you could eat them. Okay, the video game Happy Feet features what animal? Oh yeah, I remember seeing it. Never played it. My favorite games were the climber, called Climber, and this critter will climb up a skyscraper, and birds will drop pots on its head and stuff like that. I love that game. I liked Miss Pac. I liked the Pac-Man. I liked Donkey Kong. I love Donkey Kong. Those are probably my three favorite video games. So anyway, can't find them anymore. Probably wouldn't know what to do if I did find them. I'd like to. I probably wouldn't want one unless I could get one of the big video games that you could, you know, manhandle or girl handle, woman handle, whatever. All right. What actress won her first Oscar for Kramer versus Kramer? It's kind of an interesting question. I'll give you a couple minutes to answer that one. That one you might know the answer to. What object of Dwight's did Jim put in Jell-O on the TV show The Office? Now, I never watched The Office. My wife thought The Office was a good show. Not a great show, but she would watch it occasionally. I'm not smart enough to understand it. I just got bored when it came on. But that's me. I like things like documentaries. I watch a lot of documentaries. I obviously watch a lot of politics. All right. What object of Dwight's did Jim, and I don't even know who Dwight or Jim are, what object of Dwight's did Jim put in Jell-O on the TV show The Office? A stapler. That might hurt. If you bit down. Oh, my. Like I said, I always thought that show was stupid. All right, we're still waiting for somebody maybe to answer this question. What actress won her first Oscar for Kramer versus Kramer? Who voices Morty in the series Rick and Morty? And now we're getting into the weeds. I don't even know the show Rick and Morty. Morty? Is it Morty? Yeah, Morty. Now I can't find it. Okay, here's the answer. Found the answer. Who voices Morty in the series Rick and Morty? Justin Roiland. Boy, that particular trivia question went right over my head because I didn't know any of that. I don't even know who Justin Roiland is. I might if I saw him, right? That's what my wife always says to me. Oh, you'd know who that was if you saw him. Okay, this one you probably know the answer to. Let me go back and tell you who won her first Oscar for Kramer versus Kramer. That was Meryl Streep. That was a long time ago. She is a terrific actress. And a non-traditional terrific actress. She can be very handsome woman with the right makeup and right hairstyle and stuff like that. But she wouldn't be what you'd call a knockout, would she? But boy, can she act. There's a difference. All right. Here's the question. You're going to need a bigger boat. That originated in what movie? You're going to need a bigger boat. It kind of sounded like, who did I sound like the first time? Well, anyway, what was the movie? You're going to need a bigger boat. And it kind of gives it away because it's on water. It's a boat. And you're going to need a bigger one. All right. Jaws. I watched that movie once. I'm not a big return watcher of anything, but movies that scare me I won't watch a second time at all, and that's one of them. And it did scare me. Did it scare you? I imagine it scared just about everybody that went and saw it. Now, the one that terrified me the most was Psycho, and that was a long time ago, and it was in black and white. And I was in a theater with a friend of mine, and when they turned Grandma or Mama around, you know, she's dead in the chair. When they turned her around, my friend reached down and grabbed the what he thought was the arm of the chair, but it was my arm, and that scared the daylights out of him, and he ran out of the theater. Oh, me. Anyway, but Jaws scared me plenty. that initial scene where it takes the lady down and you see a pool of blood coming. Ugh. Yikes. Anyway. I used to like to get scared by old black and white movies like Them, which was an attack of giant radiated ants, and Tingler, which was a mythical animal that would grow in your backbone when you were frightened, and somebody was operated on when that happened, and Tingler got out, and The Blob. I hated The Blob. All those, and anything with Boris Karloff in it. Or, all those actors of those days, they could scare me just looking at them, right? Vincent Price, oh my. All right. What does the R stand for on rating in the movie? It doesn't stand for red. It doesn't stand for real. It stands for restricted, which means, I think, if you're 17 or under, I think you are restricted on whether you can go. I think if you have your parents, you might be able to go to that. I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't go to any movies that isn't general. I'm a scaredy cat. I'll admit it. I'm proud to be a scaredy cat. Who played Cher Horowitz in the movie Clueless? Alicia Silverstone. We're getting close to the end of the show, so I'm going through these fast. I'm sorry if you were going to call. I'm going a little too fast for you. But let me give you one last time the opportunity to call a lady who is looking for someone who graduated from Pleasant in 1967. She's looking for, you know, somebody who graduated from Pleasant in 1967. Here's her phone number. It's 740-262-7348. I hope this lady was successful in getting somebody to help her out. That's all we're trying to do here on Swap Shop. And we understand during this time of the virus and everything, we're not going to get inundated with phone calls, so don't worry about it. If we can help you do things like that, that's great. And nobody will catch any disease from calling somebody on the phone and giving them information. So please help that lady out, and we're glad that you were kind enough to join us today on Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. You've been listening to WWGH 107.1. And we will break away here in about 10 seconds for news and obits and weather. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm going to get the heck out of here. And you can listen to all the good stuff that's coming off our wire.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news.